Welcome to chapter 12 in service marketing. In this chapter, we move from customer relationship management to understanding customer churn. So what is customer churn? Customer churn is a customer who stops dealing with your business. So he stops buying from you, he or she stops transacting with your service business. So a customer moves on to a different service provider. So why would a customer do that? Simple, he is not happy, not satisfied doing business with your service company. So why do customers churn, or why do customers move away from a particular company? So some reasons would be poor customer service, including complaint management. So we discussed this in the rater model in one of the earlier chapters. You need to be empathetic to the customer, and you need to be responsive to their complaints, their issues, their challenges, their pain points. So if a customer feels that he or she has been a customer to your business, they've bought from you, and they have certain complaints, they're not happy with the service that has been delivered to them, and then they reach out to you by phone, by email, by messaging, or they walk into a service center, and the complaint is not acknowledged. Customers don't feel happy about it. That's bad customer service. And that once that happens frequently, or when there's a really, really bad experience, a customer decides to move on to a different company, then you may not be listening to the customers. Customers may have feedback, suggestions, queries, complaints. But if your reps, your delivery reps, your account managers, or you as a business owner, if you don't listen to your customers, they don't feel valued. And when they don't feel valued, consciously or subconsciously, they are looking for alternatives. And when they see other competitors approaching them directly or indirectly, then they move on to other service providers. Then a business may change the service product features without intimating the customers and seeking their approval. Well, this does happen. For example, a software as a service provider may offer certain bandwidth limits to every customer, and they may want to change that because now maybe their servers are overstretched, they have more customers, and they want to increase the pricing maybe per unit that customers use. So they reduce the allowed bandwidth to every customer, but the notifications may not happen, or they may send automated emails which customers don't read most of the time, and hence customers feel that they were not informed about change in the service product features. So when that happens, customers feel cheated, that when we were sold the service, we were promised that we are eligible for so and so benefits, but now the company has rolled back those benefits without asking us, and they felt cheated. So it's not just important to send notifications. If you as a service provider decide to alter the contract, reduce or remove certain benefits, you can't just take an excuse that, okay, we've sent an email notification or an SMS blast to all our customers, because customers may not read SMS or their emails. So there have to be a more proactive, consistent effort to ensure that customers are well aware and informed about the change in the customer service contract. Then you may have targeted wrong customers. You have gone overboard with your marketing, and you may have onboarded customers who are not a great fit for your service category or organization. This happens because of inaccurate marketing research and inaccurate targeting of customers in your marketing campaigns. For example, if you only want to sell, we go back to the example of edtech companies, and if you have an education app, and because of the ongoing pricing, if you only want to sell to affluent couples with maybe one or two children, but because you went overboard with your marketing and you reached out to a broader audience, and you hired maybe, or you onboarded maybe a few parents, a lot of parents from tier 2, tier 3, who do not have an earning capacity equivalent to what you want your customers to have. So they may have been able to initially sign up for your service, but when they have to renew every month or every year, they're not able to afford it, and that's when they start questioning their decision to sign up for your app service. And a lot of them would then decide, okay, let's not continue with it. And then they deactivate the subscription. So you lose customers. So you may have onboarded wrong customers. And then another reason could be that customers do not get what they were promised. So under delivery, this we've discussed in the gap model, that the delivery is not able to match the commitments and the customer specifications or expectations. So there you have to be very careful that you need to deliver on what you've promised, the reliability factor in the rater model. And we also discussed this in the gap model. Then we have a customer receiving a better offer from competitors for the same or better service. A good example would be a lot of customers switching from Vodafone and Airtel to Jio a couple of years ago because Jio came with a very attractive offer, giving people lifetime free calls and unlimited data. So a lot of customers switched from Vodafone and Airtel to Jio. They did not switch because they were not happy with the service. A few may have been not happy, but a lot of people switched because Jio as a new service provider was offering better services, better features at a much, much lower cost. And hence, people decided to switch to Jio. So customers may move because one, they're not happy with the service, the delivery is not as expected, their complaints, their feedback, their suggestions are not being listened to. As a service provider, the company is not responsive, or the company decides to change the service contract, roll back some features of the service, some benefits that were offered to the customers, or the marketing campaign was inaccurate and you targeted maybe the wrong segment or too broad a segment. And there's a competitor existing or a new entrant who rolls out more features at a very competitive pricing to your existing customers. For any of these reasons, customers may leave and move away. And then there are some other reasons as well. For example, if you're a dentist, for example, we discussed the dentist example in one of the previous lectures. So if you're a dentist, your customer may relocate within the city to a different location, or they may move to a different city altogether, a different country altogether. So you lose the customer, not something that you could do about, but yeah, there is customer churn for such unavoidable reasons as well. And for those reasons, all you could do is get and onboard more customers to fill up the gap. So what strategies could you use for reducing customer churn? First is you need as a business to stay a step ahead of the competition. This is to ensure that competitors don't take away customers by offering better features or better pricing. So it's always important to be ahead of the competitors. An organization hence should have a strategy which should be a very competitive combination of price as well as value being offered to the customers. Hence, as we discussed in the marketing research lecture, that research has to be ongoing. It's not a one-time activity. You need to be doing your surveys, reading external publications, and talking to your customers that what is that they are looking for, how customer expectations are evolving, and how your competitors are planning to beat you in the game. And you need to then implement strategies to stay a step ahead of your competitors to reduce customer churn. Second, offering value to your customers. Now, value as seen by a customer or as seen by an organization from customer perspective is what makes the services stand out. So as a service provider, you don't get to dictate what is value for customers. You have to listen to the voice of the customer. What does the customer want? Right? For example, as I discussed in that, if you have a mobile app as a business and the customer has to make payments for subscriptions or for orders, and customers now want you to integrate mobile wallets or UPI as a payment gateway, as a payment option. And if your app doesn't have that, but you may have other options like credit card, debit card, net banking, COD, but that's not giving value to the customer, because what the customer needs is to integrate mobile payment wallets as a payment option on the mobile app. So you need to listen to the customer, listen to the voice of the customer, and offer value as seen by the customer, or else the customer eventually decides to move on. Then get your customers to trust you, right? We spoke about reliability and assurance in the rater model. You need your customers to trust you. If they don't trust you, they will eventually move on. So customers trust an organization with their personal data. Now, once to maintain your CRM, which we discussed in the previous lecture, you need to capture a lot of customer data, right? Phone number, contact, birthday, anniversary, address. The customer needs to trust that you're going to keep that data confidential and protected. If they don't, then they would not be comfortable sharing their personal data or doing business with your service. Then, under promise and over delivery, we discussed in the gap model that customer expectation, which gets built up because you've promised more but not able to deliver. So a safe strategy is that you under promise and over deliver. A common example is companies promising the delivery time for a service or a product. For example, if a company knows that they are able to complete a certain assignment in, say, 6 hours, they may commit 10 hours to the customer. If they know that they can deliver a product, say, in 2 days, they may commit 3 days to the customer. So they are taking that buffer time to ensure that even if there are some unforeseen circumstances, some delays, they're still able to deliver the service or the product within the promised time. So under promise and over deliver, that makes the customer happy. That I expected that this task would take 10 hours, but the provider completed it in only 6 hours. So I'm happy. I was expecting the product to come to me in 3 days. I got the delivery only in 2 days. I'm happy again. In the reverse situation, if you know that it's going to take 2 days and you go ahead and promise 2 days, in case if there is an unexpected delay and the product reaches a day after, the customer is not happy. And if that happens over and over again, it increases dissatisfaction and hence the customer churn. Then it's important that you apply a churn prediction strategy. Just like we need to forecast demand, we need to forecast customer churn. You need to predict customer churn through various means by assigning churn probability to each customer in your company database. So again, you need to use the CRM to add functionalities, add features that could help you predict customer churn. For example, if you are a B2B service organization, suppose you are a digital marketing agency and you're catering to different businesses for their digital marketing needs. Now you want to understand the risk score or the engagement or the health score for each customer, each business that you are servicing. So there could be different parameters that you would start tracking. For example, you may want to track, first of all, the sales trend, the revenue trend for each customer. For example, are they buying constantly the same amount of services? For example, now if as a company, as a digital marketing company, you provide content writing, you provide graphic designing, you provide social media management and services. So is the customer buying more for you if you look back over the last 1 year, 2 years or 3 years, or has their portfolio decreased? Now if it is consistently decreasing, then there is a risk that they are now starting to work with other providers. If the trend is increasing, then you know that the customer is happy with you and is willing to explore more of your services. Then you may want to understand that how many people, how many employees in the client organization are advocates or promoters for your organization and how many are detractors. If you have more detractors than you have promoters, then there is a risk that they may eventually move on to a competitor. Then you may want to track if there are frequent customer complaints. So if you've been receiving more complaints in the last 3 months than what was earlier, then again, the customer is moving to that dissatisfied zone and may eventually move on. You may want to track the payment frequency. So are payments usually delayed, irregular, or are all payments to your invoices being made on time? So these are a few factors that you may want to track to understand the customer behavior towards your service organization and then predict whether they may be liable to move to a new provider in case if somebody approaches them with a counter offer, or if very dissatisfied, they may themselves start looking for a new service provider. So you need to deploy mechanisms for predicting customer churn for each customer and for groups of customer and overall business as a whole. Then you also need to proactively understand the reason why churn takes place. You need to talk to every customer, customers who are with you, understand how happy they are, what's bothering them, and also talk to customers who have moved away to understand what triggered that move on from your business to another business. So the best way to understand the reasons for churn is to connect with the customer and understand the reasons. Send them exit surveys, go and meet them for the final time to understand what went wrong, and then collate all the reasons and start working on the most common reasons why customers choose to move away to a different competitor. Then identify the most valuable customers in your organization and treat them well. Now, these are the customers who form the bulk of your revenue. Usually, you may find an 80-20 rule where 80% revenue comes from 20% of your customers. Those 20% customers are the core for your business. So you need to treat them well compared to other customers. You also need to ensure that you don't have too many eggs in one basket. No one customer should be giving you most revenue. For example, if you have one customer giving you 40% of your revenue, while the remaining 60% comes from 15 different customers, if that one customer moves out, you lose 40% of your business revenue in one go. So replacing that one large customer becomes difficult. So you need to really balance it. But it's important that you understand who are your more valuable customers and you treat them well, because you cannot afford to lose your most frequent buyers, customers with the highest average order value. So these are some strategies which you could use to predict customer churn and manage customer churn and increase the retention period. As we discussed, by doing that, you'll be able to increase the customer lifetime value and the revenue and loyalty for your organization. Thank you very much.